Peace to you all who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. This morning we return to the fifth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, beginning with the 10th verse, as follows. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior Jesus, the captain of our souls, dear friends in Christ, during World War II, the soldiers of the ironically named Easy Company of the 101st Airborne Division, the legendary Band of Brothers, did not have it easy. They endured much hardship. They fought brutal battles all the way from Normandy to Bastogne, from the Battle of the Bulge to the liberation of Dachau concentration camp. What kept them going wasn't just the cause, though. It was each other. Years later, veterans of the unit would say that the reason they fought so hard was because they didn't want to let their brothers down. This morning we continue with the theme, Christians are happy warriors. We've already seen that we can be happy because we're fighting in a righteous cause and we're fighting for a great reward. But today we're especially encouraged to remember that we're not alone in our struggle. In fact, we're fighting in the very best company. War is terrible. There's no getting around it. We Christians are at war with Satan. We're at war with the sinful world around us that has rejected our God and that hates and persecutes his followers. We're even at war with ourselves, with the sin that lies within each one of us, with our flesh's utter inability to obey and follow the law of God. But when your conscience torments you, and when your past sins rise up to accuse you, remember your great champion, Jesus Christ. He fought every battle for you and won. He was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. And the blood he shed on Calvary's hill covers all your sins, every single one. Yes, even that one, the one you're thinking about right now. In fact, Jesus himself is the one who gives you your commission as his happy warrior when he says to each of you, as he did to the paralytic, my son, my daughter, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you. Rejoice, for in Christ your final victory is assured and heaven stands wide open already to receive you. Yes, even you. But as with Easy Company, that doesn't mean you're going to have it easy. Far from it. Jesus said, if they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. The world has always been hostile to our Christian faith, and that's not going to change this side of Judgment Day. Till then, we're warriors. But it's still possible to be happy warriors. And a lot of it has to do with the kind of comrades who fight alongside us. As a Christian, you have to fight. You have to endure hardship and suffering and persecution, but you don't have to do it alone. You have your brethren, your fellow soldiers to help you and support you. You have your fellows at arms right here sitting all around you in morning chapel. Your band of brothers includes all the members of all the CLC churches across this country and around the world. But of course, the army that you belong to is far bigger than that. Next week, we celebrate All Saints Day. It's the festival of the church year that reminds you that you are one in the Holy Christian Church with every believer of all times, including all the saints and martyrs who have gone before you in Christ. As Christians, you belong to the company of the mighty prophets who were persecuted for their faith but stood up for the word, like Moses and Elijah and Jeremiah. You're in the same fighting unit as St. Peter and St. Paul. Martin Luther and C.F.W. Walther are your brothers in arms. You stand shoulder to shoulder with the saints who have gone before us from this institution. Saints like Edmund Reim and Adelgundy Schaller, Gordon Radke and Roland Gergel, Lester Schoenbeck and Paul Sullivan, John Lau and David Lau. The writer of the Hebrews says, "Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." We're not alone. We stand together with a multitude of happy warriors who have fought the good fight and kept the faith down through the long corridors of time. One day we'll be reunited with them all in the courts of heaven, and what a glorious reunion that will be. Wordsworth's famous poem, The Happy Warrior, concludes in an interesting way. The poet says, despite all the best efforts of the happy warrior, he may still die without fame and without glory, lonely and unsung. But the approval of the world isn't what matters most. He, not content that former worth stand fast, looks forward, persevering to the last, from well to better, daily self surpassed, who, whether praise of him must walk the earth forever and to noble deeds give birth, or he must fall to sleep without his fame and leave a dead, unprofitable name, finds comfort in himself and in his cause, and while the mortal mist is gathering, draws his breath in confidence of heaven's applause. This is the happy warrior. This is he that every man in arms should wish to be. We Christians, likewise, are not looking for the world's applause. It's enough for us to find the approval of our great captain, Jesus Christ. So fight the good fight. Keep the faith. No matter the persecutions, no matter the hardships, no matter the challenges, you can face it all with calmness and, yes, even with cheerfulness. For you are the happy warriors. You're fighting in a righteous cause. You're fighting for a great reward. And praise be to God, you're fighting among the best possible company there could ever be. Amen. We'll conclude this morning with hymn 517, stanzas 1, 4, and 3 in that order. 517, 1, 4, and 3. And this morning we will use a practice that many CLC churches use. Whenever there is a reference to the Trinity in the final stanza, the congregation stands for that final verse. So I'd ask you to stand for the singing of the final stanza. Hymn 517, 1, 4, and 3.